him, which was probably why he had taken a shine to her and asked her out that time. To her shame, instead of taking him aside to turn him down gently, she had told him to get lost in front of the whole school. "I'm so sorry about what happened," she said guiltily. "I felt really bad about it and wanted to apologise, but you moved before I..."
"Forget it." Jake gave her a forgiving smile. "It was only kid stuff. Anyway, it was my own fault for thinking I stood a chance with someone like you."
"Don't be daft."
Leanne blushed, still struggling to believe that this handsome, self-assured man had once been that boy. Jake suddenly reached for her left hand and raised an eyebrow when he saw that her ring finger was bare. "Not married?" Already flustered, Leanne shook her head and slipped her hand free. "Still young, free and single. Like me, eh?" Jake grinned.
Secretly pleased to hear that there was no Mrs. Pierce, Leanne said, "So, have you moved back to England now, or is this just a visit?"
"Moved back?" Jake gave her a questioning look. "I never left."
"Really? I heard you'd emigrated to Australia."
"Nah, we only went to Liverpool. My old man took off a couple of months after we got there, and my mum wasn't coping too well, so we..."
Jake tailed off and shrugged, before adding,
"Let's just say we didn't stay in one place too long after that." "What about you?"
He smoothly changed the subject. "Where are you living these days?" "Not too far from where I used to live," Leanne said evasively, hoping that he wouldn't ask for her address. He was clearly doing okay for himself, if his expensive-looking watch and clothes were anything to go by, and she would be ashamed to let him see the state of the bedsit she'd been living in since splitting up with her ex, Dean, the previous year.
"Are you okay?" Jake asked, when he saw a frown flicker across her brow.
"Yeah, I'm fine," she lied, determinedly pushing Dean out of her mind. "I've just got a bit of a headache."
"This music can't be helping."
Jake cast a pained glance at the DJ's booth.
"I've been here for an hour, and I haven't recognised a single tune yet. The joys of getting old, eh?"
He grinned. "I bet our folks used to say the exact same thing about the music we listened to." "Mine definitely did," Leanne agreed, smiling at the memory of her dad plugging his ears with cotton wool whenever she played her Oasis CDs, because he claimed Liam Gallagher's voice made him feel suicidal.
"Ours was way better than the shit they were into," said Jake. "I mean, come on, Elvis."
"I quite liked Elvis," Leanne admitted. "It was status quo I couldn't stand, but my dad was mad about them."
"Yeah, my old man used to rave about them too. And my mum was into Robson and Jerome."
Jake shook his head and reached for his glass to take a swig of beer. Narrowing his eyes when he spotted a familiar face on the crowded dance floor, he nudged Leanne's leg with his elbow.
"Is that Carl Bates?"
Leanne followed his gaze.
"No, it's his son."
"Seriously?"
Jake was shocked.
"Christ, Carl was half that kid's size last time I saw him."
"Well, like you said, it's been a long time," Leanne reminded him, amused. "A lot's changed round here since then."
"You're telling me?" Jake agreed. "I didn't recognise the place when I moved back a couple of months ago. I knew they'd demolished the old flats, but I hadn't expected the new estate to be so big. I nearly got lost when I took a walk round there."
"Terrible, isn't it?" Leanne laughed softly. "We call it the maze, it's that bad." Jake had been staring at her as she spoke. He smiled when she noticed and gave him a curious look and said,
"I'm glad to see some things haven't changed. You're still as gorgeous as ever, and I'd recognise that laugh anywhere."
Leanne shyly dipped her gaze when a thrill of excitement rippled through her body. What the hell was happening to her? She had sworn off men for life after catching Dean in bed with another woman and had refused to entertain the idea of putting herself back on the market, Chrissy's words, not hers. Yet here she was, getting all hot and bothered about a man she hadn't seen in 20-odd years. And not just any man, but the one she had cruelly humiliated the last time she'd seen him. Sorry.